Welcome to the August 2021 and introductory episode of We Love It Loud, a music podcast that caters to all eras and genres for your listening pleasure. I'm your host, Chris Goff. Each month, I'll be taking you on a sonic journey through the best that recorded music has to offer. You can interact with the show via our Facebook page or email us at weloveitloudpodcast@gmail.com. This month, if you wanted the best, you'll get the best. We'll be diving into some early Kiss albums to examine the origins of a band that has been rocking and rolling all night and partying every day for the past 48 years. We're going to kick things off with a couple of tracks from their debut album, Kiss, released in 1974. Here's Let Me Know on We Love It Loud.
We'll be right back.
Strutter on We Love It Loud. And before that, we heard Let Me Know, both from Kiss's 1974 self-titled debut album. Their first two albums were released a little over 8 months apart, a sure sign of a band that was hungry to make their mark. The second album, Hotter Than Hell, continued on with the raw and heavy rock and roll vibe that had been established with their first album. The production quality on Hotter Than Hell suffered a bit, but somehow that only added to the rawness of their sound. Let's jump into a couple of tracks from Kiss's second album, starting with Parasite on We Love It Loud.
Yeah.
Watching You on We Love It Loud, and before that we heard Parasite, both from Kiss's second album, Hotter Than Hell, released in 1974. Their third album, Dressed to Kill, was released just 5 months later in March of 1975. The first two albums hadn't sold very well, so the president of their record company, Neil Bogart, had decided that he would produce the third album himself. His goal was to produce more radio-friendly songs on Dressed to Kill with the hopes of selling more albums and essentially saving Casablanca Records from financial ruin. The result was a much more polished sound and an album full of songs with catchy hooks and riffs. From Dressed to Kill, here's Love Her All I Can on We Love It Loud.
Yeah.
And that was Getaway on We Love It Loud, with drummer Peter Criss handling the lead vocals. Before that, we heard Lover All I Can, both from the 1975 album Dressed to Kill. Prior to forming Kiss, Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons had been in another band called Wicked Lester. They had a record deal and had nearly finished their first album when Paul and Gene decided to scrap the album and the band. From their perspective, Wicked Lester was not the direction they wanted to go. The album sounded a lot like something you might expect from Jethro Tull, complete with a flute. The Wicked Lester album has never been officially released. Bootleg copies did find their way into the hands of fans over the years, and when Kiss released their box set in 2001, they included a few tracks from that album as well. So we're going to spin a couple of those tracks right now, starting with Keep Me Waiting on We Love It Loud.
My head's in a room.
That was the Wicked Lester version of She, which was re-recorded by Kiss and included on the 1975 album Dressed to Kill. Before that, we heard Keep Me Waiting, which originated from the Wicked Lester album and was included in the 2001 Kiss box set. Now we're going to dive back into Kiss's debut album. Here's 100,000 Years on We Love It Loud.
Still it's taking so long. I must have been.
Ladies in Waiting on We Love It Loud from the 1975 album Dressed to Kill. Before that, we heard 100,000 Years from the 1974 album Kiss. Let's keep the music flowing and head back to Hotter Than Hell. This is Got to Choose on We Love It Loud. We'll be right back. That was Anything for My Baby from Dressed to Kill on We Love It Loud. Before that, we heard Got to Choose from Hotter Than Hell. The first three Kiss albums had not been a commercial success, and yet fans were still packing it in at the live shows. So the decision was made to release a live album with the idea of capturing the true sound of Kiss. The result was 1975's Kiss Alive, not just a live album, but a double live album. Years later, it would be revealed that Alive was not 100% live, as there had been some studio work to clean up the album. But regardless of that, this would be the album that put Kiss on the map and save Casablanca Records. From Kiss Alive, here's Deuce on We Love It Loud.
You wanted the best and you got it. The hottest band in the land, Kiss!
Yeah.
a double shot from Kiss Alive, that was Let Me Go Rock and Roll. And before that, we heard Deuce. That brings us to the end of this month's installment of We Love It Loud. I'm your host, Chris Goff, and I hope you've enjoyed this as much as I have. Be sure to tune in next month for even more great music, and between now and then, give We Love It Loud a like on Facebook, share us with your friends, let us know what you think on our page, or you can email us at weloveitloudpodcast@gmail.com. Tune in and turn it up.